Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason Bond Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon and for some reason want more Pierce Brosnan stuff.
You want more Pierce Brosnan. Ashley's looking at her phone right now.
I'm trying to post an Instagram story.
Look, you're supposed to be podcasting right now, Ashley. This is what the Patreons support us for, not your Instagram stories. Get your head in the game.
I can't even tell you what I'm posting because this episode is coming out.
Get your head in the game,
Lord knows
Ashley.
When.
Come on. What are you doing here?
Are
you finally with us?
Finally with you.
Dear God.
This is how little I want to talk about Pierce Brosnan.
No, we're going to talk about GoldenEye 64.
I know we are.
The very famous video game, one of the, probably the most famous first-person shooter this side of Doom that was made for the N64. It is. Doom is probably the most famous first-person
shooter.
Sure,
Carl Urban's in that movie.
Terrible movie. I think it goes Doom, Wolfenstein 3D, and GoldenEye.
Anyways, I played one of those.
Let's talk about GoldenEye, this huge, huge video game, a video game that nobody ever expected to be that massive, had an amazing multiplayer. And even though it looks dated and blocky for the time, it was revolutionary. Now, I have a whole bunch of stuff about this. And then at the very end, I'm going to tell you what I think is the greatest James Bond video game of all time. It's a game I bet you've never heard of, Ashley.
Probably.
I don't even know if you can still play that thing. Anyways, Ashley, have you played GoldenEye? What are your thoughts on GoldenEye? Let's talk about N64's GoldenEye.
I have played GoldenEye. The N64 was the first game system we ever had.
At least in 97, by the way.
I'm pretty sure we only had four levels unlocked and never did any better than that.
It really wasn't that hard of a game.
Look, I'm not going to tell you how old I was when I played this because I don't want people knowing my age. But we were very little, so
Ashley was a baby. One.
I was an
You're 1 year old.
I was an infant when it came out
in 1997.
That's right.
That's 1 year old playing James Bond.
Infant playing James Bond. So a lot of what I know about it, I actually know sort of from like happenstance and hearsay. The only level that I can remember clearly is the one called the Depot.
I mean, I don't remember any of that. I don't care what
And I remember it vividly because my younger brother had a friend who came over and kept calling it the Depot. And I was like, that's not how you say that word. This is Canada. We speak French. C'est Depot. That game is the only reason why people still continue to look back on GoldenEye fondly. Yeah. And I think the reason that game was popular is twofold.
Okay.
One, the legacy of James Bond is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this was the first James Bond video game.
No, not even close.
But I think this was the first that was this accessible and that was this complicated. And I think it succeeded in that thing that people like about video games where it allowed you to feel like you were James Bond. And that is something that people like and people were chasing. And then secondly, this game had a lot of weird things that you could do that other video games have copied. Like, I think things like DK mode, which don't know why it's called that.
Because it gives you giant heads like Donkey Kong.
Oh, that's why. I was like, what is DK? I had no idea that's why it was called
because
that.
Because they legally couldn't say Donkey Kong.
Right, so, but I
and they
truly
also had paintball mode where your bullets turned into paintballs.
Paintball mode, yeah. So I think those are the
and
reasons.
And slappers only where you could only use hands.
Yeah, it was so stupid. My brother once wrote Alex sucks on the wall, but it fades.
Yep.
You blew my mind with Donkey Kong because I was not allowed to watch Beavis Butthead when I was a kid. And I remember thinking that they looked like Beavis Butthead when they were in DK
mode. So fun fact about the bullets.
Yeah.
This is the first game ever to show bullet holes in walls.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Also, like from a design point of view, this game actually had some interesting things.
I want to talk about some of the things about this game.
Cool.
So this game was commissioned by the Broccolis. And they commissioned this game specifically to try to make James Bond appeal to a younger audience.
I mean, it worked. It absolutely worked.
It did work. Now, here's the weird thing. Nobody thought this game would ever work because it was released 2 months before Tomorrow Never Dies.
It doesn't matter.
It went on to sell 8 million copies.
I know people who still have their N64s because of this game.
You and I have talked about this because Nintendo has been making these classics, mini version, like ROM versions of their things with hard drives. And there are rumors are out there that they're going to release a Nintendo 64 this Christmas.
But it's whether or not.
And now they may have announced it by the time we release this extra. I don't know.
That's fair, yeah.
Because, but you and I have talked about several times that were like, oh my God, they need to release GoldenEye. Like
the rights to James Bond are such a mess.
Not the rights to James Bond, the right to this game. Because mm-hmm. Rare, the company that made it, doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so those that you
so, and in fact, this game worked. It actually made a lot of people think that first-person shooters could work on consoles for the very first time.
Which is so funny because we're obviously living in this age where FPS is huge.
Yes. But basically, like, this whole game, like, they didn't know if it was going to work. So Rare decided to, like, just go off the deep end and just try a bunch of stuff that they didn't think would ever work. This is
you mean unbridled creativity?
Yes. This is one of the first games, if you remember, when you were playing on the Nintendo 64 controller, you'd press the like top little buttons on this edge and a crosshair would come up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first games ever to do that.
I remember dropped down in the bathroom.
Yes, you crouch.
Just like the movie.
So I was working at a furniture factory as my high school job during when this was released. And I used my first paycheck to go buy a Nintendo 64 with a purple controller with a copy of
the see-through purple controller?
Yep,
or this
clear purple controller.
That was my
game. Get a copy of GoldenEye 64. It was my first video game. And we also talk about this is the game responsible for the multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just exploded. Like, you could play multiplayer in this game.
Did you ever yank your friend's controller out?
No, that's mean. But days and days and days. Like, it was insane. So now, interesting enough, like, a lot of this stuff was the creators of the video game, they went to the set of GoldenEye and took so many pictures.
Oh, really?
Yes, they took pictures of the clothes of the characters, which is why if you look at Boris in the game, he's wearing the exact same pattern shirt. And in fact, they took pictures of all the actors. If you look at...
Oh, yes. I want to talk about this.
They look like weird photo skinned. Yes. Like it's a flat face on a 3D... so it looks like a weird bent. But it actually, for the time, this is like one of the first video games to ever use a real human picture in the video game character. Now, here's a fun fact. As they were rushing to complete the game, a lot of the guards and a lot of the scientists are like Rare's postman and water delivery guy.
Oh, that's so fun. So like, I need a photo of a face.
I need a face that's not one of us. Get in here.
Man, those people are all so mad that they didn't get residuals.
Yes. In fact, David Doeck is one of the developers of the game, and he makes a prominent cameo as Dr. Doeck as a scientist in the game.
Oh, that's cool. If you were like me and you never made it that deep into the game, it's worth...
Oh, I beat it many times.
It's worth, if nothing else, going and looking at the Alex Chevalier character, because it's just Sean Bean's gigantic face wrapped around a cylinder.
Yes.
It looks amazing.
You know, and the score is amazing, and it's really like it's more fun in the movie.
You get to do it.
In like, I mean, let's say if you would say this, I honestly believe it is one of the greatest video games ever made.
Sure.
Like, no doubt. Like, the music is just solid. The controls are very easy. Like, I feel like anybody could play it.
If you would like a top 5 video games, please request it.
Like, even the subtle touches like the cinematic curtain of blood that descends when you die.
Yeah. I remember that.
When you see the cuff of your tuxedo every time you check your watch.
We don't have... there's no cutscenes in this game, right?
They are, but they're rendered in the same style.
Yeah, that was... I don't think this was the first time that we got cutscenes, but it's the first time I remember seeing them.
No. I believe one of the first early console cutscenes, like actually that where people actually talk and move, was Resident Evil.
Ooh, well, those to this day are too scary for me.
But what do you think is the legacy of this video game?
This video game is the only reason why people like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it's probably the second best Pierce Brosnan movie. James Bond movie.
Actually, not true.
I don't know if that's saying much, honestly. Which is, again, if you really love the Pierce Brosnan movies, like, just know that we make these comments in good faith and out of respect and all that. It's just a matter of your taste and what you like and what you don't. But I think the reason people like Pierce Brosnan as James Bond and like those movies at all is this. And I think this game looms large over Nintendo, and I think they would be remiss if between them and the Broccolis they were not able to revisit this, whether it's with a retro console throwback. I mean, a couple of fans have taken the Unreal Engine, for example, and they've made fan versions of the game. It doesn't work as well because they're doing it under their own power, and so they have no money or investors or anything. But I mean, I think you could reskin this game and update
it. They have a couple of times, and actually they've reskinned it with Daniel Craig, and they've reskinned it again.
But have they up-res the graphics and everything like that?
Yes, but it's like the same layouts and everything like that. I played the Daniel Craig version, and I found it not as fun.
Was that an official version or was that a fan version?
Official.
I didn't know that.
It was on the Nintendo Wii.
Okay, fair. Yeah. I didn't know that. But I was going to say, I think you could redo it, and I think people would be like, remember when the person made the YouTube video where they did the live action version of it?
Yes.
That thing went viral so fast. Yep. But I think this movie did more
for Natalia got in your way. Like she did in the video game.
I think this movie did more for the Pierce Brosnan's legacy as James Bond
in the video game.
Yes, than any of the movies ever did.
I agree with you. Now, I'm also going to tell you about this other really cool James Bond video game that was made in 2003. It's called Everything or Nothing, James Bond 007. And the reason why this is cool is because you want to talk about cutscenes, you want to talk about stuff like that. EA hired writers to write an actual Bond story. They got Pierce Brosnan, Judi Dench, John Cleese. They hired Willem Dafoe as the villain.
Great choice.
And they hired Heidi Klum and Shannon Elizabeth to lend voices. And they even hired Maya to write a song. And there is an opening credits. I remember playing this game. They basically made their own Bond movie and they got them all to voice and they animated the voices. I remember this game being pretty fun. And a lot of people have talked about how that this is probably the second best Pierce Brosnan movie, but like just the gameplay doesn't hold up.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Yes. But I'm going to tell you
about the best James Bond video game.
What is the best James Bond video game ever?
Is it a pinball machine?
No.
Okay.
It is a video game called From Russia with Love.
I love that movie.
So in 2005, EA convinced MGM somehow to let them make a video game.
Because MGM was almost broke.
Yeah, based on From Russia with Love.
Sure.
And the crazy thing about this is that what they did is they set it in the time period. They left it all in the 1960s. They did all the same styles of this. And they got Sean Connery to record.
What year was this again?
2005.
Had he retired from acting by this point?
Yes. But they got him to come back. They paid him, I would assume, an exorbitant amount. And he recorded a whole new set of lines for this video game. And you are playing the 1962 version of Sean Connery as the young James Bond. So you are in the 1960s. All the animations here. I'll show you a picture from it.
Sure.
The animation is pretty good. There is a picture.
It is pretty good. What system is it for?
I believe it was on the PS2, if I remember right.
So again,
like James, I'll find you some YouTube clips.
Yeah.
You should probably share some YouTube clips from it on the GHL stuff. But like, you know, it's basically like a James Bond game. But like, I just loved it because it's the only James Bond game where I felt I was truly James Bond. And I think setting it in the time period was so amazing that I would make the suggestion to any game players, because I know lots of them support our Patreon.
Totally.
That this is what I want from future James Bond video games. Just let me play the movie.
Well, let me ask you this. EA or whoever, Square Enix.
I don't know who owns the James Bond rights, to be honest with you.
They're going to try this idea again, and they want you, Jason, to tell them which movie they should adapt into a game.
Ooh.
Which one do you pick?
You Only Live Twice.
Interesting.
Because You Only Live Twice has a lot of hand-to-hand fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that...
Also a lot of martial arts, so some really fun physics opportunities.
Goldfinger is, even though it's my favorite Bond film, is more of a cerebral film.
Yes.
Like, Goldfinger is not a physical villain. Whereas,
well, I mean, no offense, but like, look at him.
Yes.
But Bond can punch him in the head and he falls over.
You Only Live Twice, you have the scene where he, like, you could open it with a teaser of him trying to escape being killed and then he dies. Then
you could play as Tiger.
Then you have the scene where he gets thrown into the water and you could, like, make that up, play a little level. Then he's going through Japan and he has to originally fight Tiger Tanaka.
Yeah.
You know, and then I would even do the thing where he goes to the sumo wrestling thing. I would have him fight the sumo wrestlers.
Sure, why not?
There's the car race. And then it's the ending is the volcano. volcano battle through like 50,000 Spectre agents just to get to Blofeld.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Like it would be, and then you, if you can't get Sean Connery, I would be like, let's hire the closest Sean Connery sound alike.
Oh, sure.
But you animate James Bond exactly the way that Sean Connery looked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's would I would you I would
John Bailey as Sean Connery.
I would, yeah, You Only Live Twice.
I think that's a good pick.
And then whoever the video game is, as I would do the same, because I remember in the video game, mm-hmm. they played the song.
Would you have...
So I would get the Nancy Sinatra song.
I was going to ask that, or I was going to say, would you have someone re-record it?
You could do that, and it'd be fine, but mm-hmm. I would like the original Nancy Sinatra song.
I love Nancy Sinatra. So. Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated talent.
But From Rush With Love is... we'll watch some clips from it. I'll show you some clips from it.
Yeah.
It's, in my opinion, it is
I've
the
never
best
heard
Bond
of that,
yeah.
So...
It kind of came out, it was a big deal, and then everybody forgot about it.
Cool.
So there you go.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I hope someone tries it out and loves it.
I don't know how you would play it. You'd probably do it with an emulator.
I mean, I'm sure there's a way.
Yeah, there you go.
Where there's a will.
All right. Thank you so much for your support, everyone out there. We really appreciate it. And keep on doing it. We like it.
Yeah.
I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robbins.
Goodbye, you lovely super friends.
Bye.